USA Radio News.
The head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has directed agents to take several steps to protect the parental rights of immigrant detainees with underage children. This is all according to an agency memo that was published Thursday. The new requirement bars ICE agents from taking custody of or transporting the children unless they make a decision to detain them for immigration violations. Authorities have located all the 44 people who were reported unaccounted for in a remote part of Southwest Virginia after a sudden and severe storms hit the area. There were no deaths reported in the flooding, but one person was injured from a snake bite. The County Sheriff Deputy Eric Breeding has confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Inflation at the consumer level was announced at a devastating 9.1% Wednesday by the Labor Department. That means if you're making the same amount of money as you did last year, this translates into you working 1 month for free because of the added cost of inflation. Thursday, more bad news. Inflation at the wholesale level, called the Producer Price Index, climbed 11.3% in June compared to a year earlier. The latest painful reminder that inflation is running hot with no relief in sight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sandra Brown, the former elections manager for Colorado clerk indicted on charges of tampering with voting equipment, has been arrested on allegations that she was part of the scheme. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peter faces 10 charges of tampering with election equipment, identity theft, and misconduct in the office. Neither have entered a plea yet. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Federal transportation investigators have determined a 13-year-old was not behind the wheel of a pickup truck when it struck another vehicle in a deadly crash that killed 9 people in Texas in March. The findings said the boy's father was driving the truck, and according to the toxicology testing, he had methamphetamine in his system at the time. Both the father and son died when their truck crossed a lane and collided with a van carrying 8 student golfers and their coach from the University of Southwest in Hobbs, New Mexico. The crash caused both vehicles to catch fire.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kevin Spacey has been dropped from one of the 3 movies he had lined up after being accused of sexual assault in the UK. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.